Track 3.13.
Road rage, pavement rage, who's to blame then? Road rage has been around since the moment there was more than one car on the road. Pedestrians, cyclists, motorists, everyone's getting worked up and having a go at each other. A symptom of 21st century city living, it seems. But who's to blame for the hassle and stress? We asked three people, a cyclist, a pedestrian, and a motorist. And guess what? Everyone is ready to blame someone else, and so everyone gets criticised.
Sammy Patel.
Frankly, it's pedestrians who cause the most trouble. And I know what you're going to say, pedestrians are the ones who don't use machines or cause pollution and all that. But these days, pedestrians generally don't seem to have any awareness at all, or pay any attention to what's going on around them. It's bad enough when you're a pedestrian yourself, people suddenly stopping in front of you for no reason, people looking at their phones instead of looking where they're going, groups who walk along side by side and take up the old pavement. But when you're driving, it's even worse. You're faced with pedestrians who don't look where they're going or think they can just run across the street in front of you. Sometimes I think they actually have a death wish and want to get run over.
Marina Tomlinson.
It's motorists who are the worst. Put someone behind the wheel and they act like they own the road and don't have to think about anyone else. Let's face it, cars are lethal weapons, but too many motorists tend to forget that. As far as they're concerned, everyone else is of secondary importance. They beep their horn if they think you're going too slowly. They get far too close to you when they overtake. They don't even indicate when they're about to turn. So you're constantly trying to work out what they're about to do. And for me, the worst thing is when they overtake me and then almost immediately turn, so I have to brake hard. OK, we're not perfect either, but in general, people in cars think they rule the road.
Stefan Makowski.
I can handle car drivers. Some of them are pretty bad, but you can usually hear a car coming, and at least they stay off the pavement. It's cyclists I can't stand. They think they don't have to obey the highway code. They think they're above that. They sometimes don't stop at red lights, for example, or they cycle the wrong way up a one-way street. I've lost count of the number of times I've seen them cycling on pavements. Sometimes mothers with their shopping at the front and their children at the back. There are cycle lanes on the roads where I live, but lots of cyclists don't stick to them. I almost got hit by a cyclist the other day. I didn't hear her coming, and then, I promise I'm not making this up, she shouted at me for not getting out of her way. I really had to bite my tongue, I can tell you. The trouble is, cyclists think they're so environmentally friendly and virtuous that they can do whatever they want.